This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Authorities in Afghanistan say that a massive suicide bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in the western part of the Afghan capital. Victims were mostly members of a minority Shiite Hazara community. Police in the city of Portland, Oregon, established concrete barriers, closed streets and bridges, and seized a multitude of weapons in an attempt to preempt violence between right-wing groups and anti-fascist counter-protesters. At least 13 people were arrested. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and Three Percenters militia group had gathered late in the morning, some wearing body armor and helmets. Police said that they had seized weapons as the protesters assembled along the river that runs through the city. This is VOA News.